The mind is only an illusion ever creating itself, carried forth by its own creation. It is but a dream, and we find reality in the mind only from the depth of our memory, as we project our fears, worries, and doubts, hopes, and aspirations into the future, only from the depth of the memory, and what you have already projected mentally into the future. In doing so, we create what we call the material existence. The material consciousness is created in this way. If you have, through your setting, already lost consciousness of the material world, you lost your material consciousness, and if you want to create it again, you can do so in this way. The two states of consciousness that you have here, the past and the future, if you meditate upon that, you can bring yourself into deeper knowing and actual experience of the eternity of the now. So meditate on that this week and let me know your unfoldment, not by telling me, but by letting me see you. There are many subtle changes that take place as you practice yoga and as you fulfill your life in fulfilling your duty and become consciously conscious of exactly where you are in space or where you are in evolution. That is your first realization in being consciously conscious or consciously aware of where you are in space. The mind is so, shall we say, like a pygmy. It is so small, it has condensed itself so much that we think we are what we see in the mirror. And we lose consciousness of reality, and we live really in what we think that we are from what previously we had impressed upon our mind. Now that is unfortunate but true. And the mind in this pygmy state of consciousness, this diminished and in a sense collapsed state of consciousness, goes along on its little pathway, creating its little dream, and completely unconscious of what it is doing. And that is man in his diminished state of consciousness. Now man is an expanded state of consciousness, it's different. He sees himself as an entity in space. And he sees himself with the capabilities of being able to not only know where he is in space for his evolution, but hasten his evolution along. You have all brought with you into this birth an accumulation of dream matter. And that is experience. Those experiences that are going to happen to you, that have happened to you, that you're afraid may happen to you, and those experiences that you are going through right now, that is an accumulation of dream matter. An accumulation of atoms functioning in a certain way to produce certain results. These results register on a lower state of consciousness, which is your lower conscious and subconscious state of mind. Now, these experiences that you have gone through register in your mind. The experiences that you will be going through are gaining enough strength now to produce themselves in the material plane. They're accumulating power to fear track and fear circumstance that you will walk into one of these days as you go forth from day to day. Each day is a new series of experiences. You have set up your pattern. We call it a standard of living and function accordingly. But these patterns can be changed through your ability to know where you are right now in your karma, or in your experience, or functioning in space. The more you, in a sense, take stock of yourself, sit quietly, cognize, or deeply understand your action and the reaction that it is going to cause in every action that you make, especially the important one. The more you can understand this, the greater ability you will have in hastening your evolution along, or dissolving mentally this dream matter before it has a chance to meet you in the material world. Now, of course, you don't want to dissolve the good. You want to dissolve the bad, the negative. And that you can and will do as you fulfill these basic laws. The first law is know your duty in this life. Find out what your duties are. Your duty is your positive experience, your positive karma, or the positive dream. You've all brought your duties along from your past lives, and you have them now. But if we set our duties aside, then what happens? Then we fall into a lower state of consciousness, into a different negative karma or a negative dream, and we create a different picture that we are making more negativity for ourselves to face in the future. In other words, we are shrinking our consciousness or shrinking our mind. And in doing so, we begin to believe the material world is very real. Very real. And in believing the material world is very real, we lose our perspective of what is really real. We even forget about it. What is duty? That which you have to do to fulfill your obligation to yourself. Now you might think I would say that's what you have to do to fulfill your obligation to others and so forth and so on. What you have to do to fulfill your obligation to yourself is your duty. Now of course that brings in everyone else. Now, if you don't do your duty, then what you really, after you've searched your mind, feel is your duty, then if you don't do it, you hurt yourself. And we call that a conscience. And you begin to make your conscience after a period of time very raw. And the raw conscience is an emotional strain, emotional stress and strain. Then you cannot understand reality because you do not really have enough strength. You have to first heal the conscience, accept your duties, fulfill your duties, and then the mind expands into a beautiful state of consciousness, and you can attain your first step on the path to consciousness of the eternal. we all have duties. And you all know what they are. You but have to search yourself. That is the first step of releasing the soul. Whatever your duties may be, whatever they may entail, we say, bear your karma cheerfully. Carry your duties happily and carry them through joyously, and then they become light. If you give way to your desires, that is of the lower state of consciousness, then your duties become like a cross and they become very heavy. Your karma in this life becomes very heavy. And so to get away from this heavy karma or from fulfilling your duties, you seek to take on other experiences, and all you're doing is adding another weight to your cross. This weight is carried, of course, in the subconscious state of mind. Now, your subconscious state of mind is a great expanse. It is a great expanse. You could say the subconscious state of mind is like the earth. And here we are in the conscious mind now. We are only conscious of a very small place on the earth. And yet your subconscious state of mind takes in everything that's underneath and around about it. Underneath you have all of the other countries. And just think down through the earth and everything that you have as you go down, down, down in the earth and around the other side of the earth. That is as great as your subconscious state of mind is. Your superconscious state of mind is as great as what is up above and all the way around the earth, encompassing the whole thing. And that is as great as you are, and yet the mind is an illusion and does not exist in the face of reality. But if you want a concept of the subconscious state of mind, think about it in that way. On the other side of the earth, there was going on. All sorts of things happening. But in one individual upon the earth, also, there is peace on one side in one part of his mind and a war within another part of his mind. Reconciliation is going on in another part of the mind. And all sorts of things happening to that one individual, though he may fairly be sitting quietly. So what you see in an individual with your two eyes is only the physical body. But if you were to look into the subconscious state of mind, you'd see a vast world. And should you look into his superconscious state of mind, you see eternity, and you go into eternity as if you were to travel out of space and keep on going and going and going. There's no end to the mind, just as there is no end to the forms that you can create with the mind. And yet one moment of realization of the self, of reality, the self, God, the absolute, will show you that the mind completely does not exist. If you can just sit and watch your mind at work, you can, in a sense, from a higher state of consciousness, project quietness, the substance of quietness, into your mind. Now, if you practice concentration and can quiet your conscious mind upon one object, from within yourself you will be able to guess the sign, quietness, and project it upon your lower state of mind, just as if you were flying in an airplane and projecting peace upon each of the cities that you flew over. You can do this within yourself, and that is your first awakening into meditation, when you have the ability to project quietness, to quiet your mind. So first better watch your mind working, but you can't watch your mind working until your mind is concentrated. So first sit and concentrate your mind on one thing, and then as you go within yourself a little bit, you'll be able to watch your mind work. And then when you go within yourself a little bit further, you will be able to project quietness throughout your mind, and that is the eternal now. Then your consciousness begins to expand, and as it expands, you see yourself as an entity in space. For you expand into your superconscious state of mind, and the world loses its entity. Actually, the world becomes transparent to you. And then you begin to know where you are in space. You begin to know where you are in your evolution. And the laws of life, which are the laws of religion, become very clear to you. And little by little, you adjust your habit patterns of your mind accordingly to fit into those laws of life, or into those laws of religion. The reality of the mind comes from the depth of your memory and your hopes, fears, aspirations, and joys that you expect in the future. Your entire mind is but an illusion. Your entire mind has no reality. In the face of reality, the self, the absolute, God is within you, vibrating every atom of your being. It is your very life to feel within your fingers, the light within your eyes, ever radiant. And this you will find through your knowing of its existence. It is the mother that can save the material world today. And today in America we have the frustrated mother, the mother in anxiety, the mother that has left the home, the old-fashioned mother that still remains within her home. We have the peaceful mother, the lonely mother, the weak mother and the strong mother. But the individual who today and during this past week has faced the possibility of the extinction of the material consciousness, the individual within himself must face his own soul. For reconciliation comes only under stress and strain mixed with a little bit of fear. During this past week, each one has faced the possibility of leaving this consciousness and has faced and asked himself the question, am I ready? Have I done everything that I should have done to make myself ready to face the next consciousness? Your soul shining through your lower state of mind has given you your answers through feeling. Look within yourself and you will always find strength and courage, and by using that strength and courage, you can and will be successful in all of your undertakings, providing they are helpful to mankind. Look within yourself for the deeper understanding that is there waiting for you of the Most Holy Scriptures. Study and ponder yourself and keep asking yourself the question, who am I? What is the I? What is the identity of yourself? Ask yourself that question and try to feel the answer. Did you know, and perhaps you do, that feeling is the language of your soul? Feeling is the language of your soul. And you must understand that language, the language of feeling. So pay attention to your inmost feelings and guidance will be yours on your journey through life. Security will be yours each day. If it is abundance of material goods that you are seeking and your motive is to do good for needy people, then material abundance you will have. But you must listen and obey the language of your soul. How do you contact your own soul? First, be quiet. Be calm. Do not let one fear ruffle your consciousness. Do not let that worry enter your mind. Concentrate your mind, and meditation will be yours. Meditation is the first step in understanding the language of your soul. And you will begin to know, and you will begin to see the light that shines within you and true feeling, you will gain the answer to your great question, who am I? Where did I come from? And where am I going? I have a beautiful little verse which we have put into music for you as a benediction, and I'd like to read it for you. It is very deep and meaningful. When your life is feeling weary, search your soul and you shall see that the light that shines within you is the God for you to be. Looking within yourself, you'll find your real being. It is the mother that has created the material world and all living beings. It is the mother who looks within herself for that light that shines within her that can now preserve the material world. If you are a mother, leave your office. Go home. Take care of your family and your home. Leave your desires for the material world and seek the peace radiating out from your soul. Quiet the minds of those about you, your family, and your friends. And you will fulfill your destiny as a mother in the material world today.